The pearly light had drained from the outer walls of their prison 3 hours earlier, and still Luke sensed no hint of June and Tarfang's approach.
"You going to move that Savrip or what, Skywalker?"
Han asked.
"What's the hurry?"
Luke asked. Pretending to study the hologramic Dejarik board R2-D2 was projecting between their stools.
"It's not like we're going anyplace."
Han's eyes finally left the game.
"That's no excuse to bore me to death," he said. "Besides, the time will go faster if you keep your mind on the game. We'll be out of here before you know it."
It was clear to both Luke and Han that they were talking about their escape plans and not the game. And that was as close to relax their coming as Han could say aloud. Luke had sent the X-Wing replica and the Gorog spies it contained back to Raynar, and a Saris guard had immediately taken up residence inside their cells. Even now, it was hovering behind Luke, watching the Dejarik game with great interest. Luke spent a moment actually studying the game, then said to R2-D2,
"Leave my Savrip where it is. Have my closest Grimtash attack Han's Gahook, then make a surprise kill attack on his Hujix."
"Oh, my. That is quite an unorthodox move,"
C-3PO said. Luke barely noticed as his Grimtash hopped over to Han's Gahook and took its place on the board. From what he could feel in the Force, Mara and Leia were fairly close to the Utagetu Nebula, and Mara had dropped into a deep Force hibernation, and Leia seemed frustrated and impatient. Clearly, the Falcon had been delayed on her return trip, and Luke's patience with his detention had come to an end. If June and Tarfang did not show up soon, he was going to break out and go hunting for them. Han sent a Kalor slug over to assault the Savrip Luke had neglected to move out of harm's way.
"Now pay attention, Skywalker. The game is about to get interesting."
Luke barely watched as Han's Kalor slug slinked over to attack his Monok. He was trying to connect the Falcon's delay to Alima's attempts to make him doubt Mara. Clearly, the Dark Nest was trying to drive a wedge between him and his wife, probably to punish her for killing Daxar Eyes. But he was beginning to suspect there was another reason, that the attacks were also directed against him in some subtle way he had yet to understand.
"Luke," Han said, "it's your move."
Luke looked up to find Han smirking at him across the hologram. Han had succeeded in taking control of the center of the board and now had Luke's Gahook encircled with no hope of escape.
"R2, have my Strider retreat to the edge of the board."
"Retreat?" Han scowled. "You're sacrificing the Gahook?"
R2-D2 whistled gleefully and did as Luke instructed, leaving Han's pieces almost alone in the middle of the board. Once Han took the Gahook, he would be stuck with all his pieces facing center, and no surprise kill attacks available to change orientation. Luke, meanwhile, was scattered around the edge of the board, able to attack any of Han's pieces from behind. Han took one look and kicked the hologram. Of course, all that happened was that his boot came down in the middle of the game.
"You sandbagged me again,"
Han accused.
"You were paying attention the whole time."
Luke shrugged. "The Dejarik is an old Jedi game." As he spoke, Luke finally sensed the familiar presences of June and Tarfang streaking across Sara's Nest toward their prison.
"Are we going to play it out?"
Han must have sensed Luke's rising excitement, because when Luke looked up, there was a glint in Han's eye that could not possibly have come from the belief that he could win.
"You bet,"
Han said.
"I've still got a three-piece..."
Han let his sentence trail off as the guard suddenly stepped away from Luke and began to drum its thorax.
"Saras is ordering us to move away from the wall,"
C-3PO reported.
"She seems to believe we're trying to..."
Luke sprang from a stool, already bringing his foot around in a crescent kick that sent the Killick stumbling into the wall.
Han was on the insect before it could catch its balance, slamming his stool down across the back of its head with chitin-cracking force.